The letter F. Father God. Father God is the omnipotent, perfect, all-loving and all-knowing creator who, with Asna, the mother god, forms the holiest, most sacred godhead. He is the intellect of the universe, the constant, the unmoved mover, just as Asna is the emotion, the nurturer, the traveling force of the godhead. In the Old Testament of the Bible, he is the creator, the lawmaker, the protector, the all-merciful and the all-just, rewarding the obedient and punishing those who do not obey him. In the New Testament, he gave the world his incarnated Son, Jesus Christ, who, instead of the Old Testament's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth mentality, presented God's commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." In Islam, he is Allah, not a father at all, which is an offensively presumptuous concept in the Muslim faith. Allah is the only true, permanent reality, the only uncreated presence in the universe. According to the Quran, he begetteth not, nor was begotten, and to him has never been one equal. He sees all things and knows all things, and he is never to be depicted in any form, since he is greater than can ever be described, and an earthly depiction could lead to idol worship. To the Hindus, he is Brahman, the supreme divine entity, who is both at one with the universe and transcends it. He exists as three separate identities: Brahma, the creator, who perpetually creates new realities; Vishnu, the preserver, protector and preserver of the creator, who travels to earth when eternal order is threatened; and Shiva, the destroyer. He is the Buddha, the great spirit, the supreme being, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And by whatever name we call him, whatever the earthly details of our faith, there will be a time on the other side, brief, beyond divinity, beyond sanctity, when on some high holy day, God will manifest himself for no longer than a heartbeat or two. The manifestation of the intellect of the Godhead is more like a brilliant, flashing arc of electricity, an image so highly charged it's neither distinct nor describable. My spirit guide Francine, who is not an emotional woman, has tried on rare occasions to express the hallowed awe of a manifestation of the face of God. But her voice catches, and she finally concludes that no word exists on earth to describe it, because we on earth have never experienced anything we can compare it to. A glimpse of his physical presence is a privilege eternally reserved for the rarest, most sacrosanct moments on the other side, and all our earthly names and adjectives for him will be so clearly inadequate that we'll finally see the foolishness of ever having fought over them.